Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 wake up, Kansas City! Yeah! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studios. It's Brian P. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 75. Currently, it is 54 clear skies at Arrowhead Stadium.
Howdy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Victory Monday?
D, you know how I'm feeling. I told y'all what was finna happen on Friday.
How about those Chiefs?
What an explosion, D. It was chop suey hibachi at Arrowhead yesterday, and we didn't even play the full game.
31-0. Golly.
Uh-oh. We'll talk about the Chiefs later this morning. Plus, we gotta hit the booth, D.
Oh, yeah. It's about that time. We've been waiting, but that pen is put to the paper. And that Chief song gonna be dropping later.
You know it. Plus, we got All Things KC with Mayor Quinn Lucas.
And TMG goes down too at your 23s. Brandy scares fans after abruptly leaving that boy his mind tour. We got that statement so you can be prepared for the upcoming show in the town.
Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes, baby, on this Victory Monday. We hustling and shining on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Oh, is it a dynasty now?
Yeah. It's the start of one. We're not done.
How about those Chiefs?
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
What if I started? What if I stopped? What if I changed? What if I listened more carefully? Understood more deeply? What if I followed through on my intentions? What if I quit analyzing and doubting and started doing? What if I wasn't held back by so many outdated assumptions? What if I skipped over the excuses and went straight into action? Ask yourself what if. Demand a thoughtful answer and envision the reality of what you contemplate. Then ask yourself why not, and be honest as to whether your objections actually hold any weight. Your best what-if scenarios are probably not that far-fetched and very much within reach. Pick one and go with it. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
623, high of 75. Currently, it is 54 at UMKC. Rapper NLE Chopper says Jonathan Majors pressing him about reading the Bible on Kurt Franklin's podcast, STEM, from Megan Good.
I feel like it's not an issue with Majors. I never had one. I do feel like it was tension going into the interview on his behalf because I publicly said things complimenting Megan Good about her looks and stuff.
Oh, that's what it was about.
Nah, man, it's because you act like you know everything.
Act like he knew everything.
And I cannot stand talking to people like that. Cause you sound much more ignorant than what you think you doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Hopefully NLE, I mean, he's young, he's on his journey, child. He'll do whatever you want to do. Jonathan is probably not gonna respond to this, so it is what it is. Now switching over to BET. Shout out to them. They recently launched 106 in Sports. One of the hosts is Cam Newton, by the way. But with that, I have not watched the whole episode, but boxer Clarissa Shields stopped by to drop off a little freestyle.
Oh no.
on the line, you gon' lose, I'ma win it. When I walk in this market, if I want it, I'm gon' get it. I be on that Master P, my credit card ain't got no limit. If you two black eyes, you get both your windows tinted. Knock you out, then wake you up, you won't remember, just forget it.
Stop.
I think she giving Cardi B a run for her money.
No, she stop. You stop now. No, she's not.
Watch it back.
Ew.
Did Papoose write that? Did Papoose write that? I mean, he was, I don't know.
Maybe that was in the tuck for Remy one day. I don't know.
That wasn't it for anybody, so. Ow. I mean, she was saying some actual bars, but we don't, I know it was playful.
She was?
She, and when there was a couple bars that I had
my
heard.
My credit card got no limit. That old rudimentary.
I mean, there's a song, there's boy. A song we playing right now that says chill. She
Stop.
Ready spaghetti.
Don't
so.
Do that.
Shut up, Brian.
I mean, Stop, don't do that.
The sky's the limit.
Don't talk about Key Glock.
Shout out to Key Glock.
Where's the bar, D?
Inhale.
Time to get it up and make it happen.
It's the Popper, active on Hot 103 Jams with Hustle and Shine. Yeah, man.
Had an eventful weekend.
We can tell.
Golly.
Your voice go.
I kind of like it like that, though.
You've been outside.
I just got a little seasoning on my voice. You know,
little Laurie's on there, huh?
So it all kicked off Friday night because my nephew, Marcel Reed, I told y'all every week, man, he the best D tackle, the best defensive lineman in Missouri high school football.
Been in his bag.
Man, look, they was in a close game with Lee Summit West. Talking about the Lee Summit North Broncos, of course. Man, they was up about four. Lee Summit West is driving. Mm-hmm. Fourth down. Guess who got the big sack to end the game? My nephew, number 71. He put him in the dirt, D.
Yes, sir.
And so that was a big moment for my family. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw
the play. That was dope.
Golly.
Congratulations to him for getting that big moment.
It was so crucial at a big moment. So, Marcel, man, I'm so proud of you. You and Jared deserve that moment so much. And then immediately after that, I went to Layla's Lounge.
Yes.
Oh, man, this place right here.
I saw the pictures. I'm like, this joint look nice.
Yeah, you gotta come with me next time.
Absolutely.
Kicking that R&B shining flavor. Mm-hmm. Elena Pace Thomas, thank you so much. Austin's, he's a singer from The Voice. He was on there.
Austin. Yeah.
Man, he did his thing, bro. So, you know, I love DJing with a band, kicking that R&B stuff.
That R&B shining in full effect.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It continued on Saturday morning. I got up early and had to go to Giving Hope and Health, the Feminine Period Products Drive.
Shout out to Jessica McClellan.
Man, look, had a good time there. And you know, donated, you know, congregated with all the wonderful ladies and volunteers.
And then you had a wedding.
William Chrisman. Shout out to the high school football team that were there. Shout out to the coach. I think I met a young man named Dakota. I hope I pronounced his name right.
Yeah.
We had a good time there, D.
Yeah, it was a full-on weekend. And so normally, you know, I would be like, yeah, I did this, I did that. Well, you know, when I left Friday, I couldn't say too much what I was doing. The reason I couldn't say too much is because my best friend, I know she'd be listening in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning Essence. She always is tapped in. But over this weekend, they had a surprise proposal. Ooh, so her high school sweetheart, her boo thing, shout out to Daryl. He proposed, popped the question, got on one bended knee over the weekend. It happened Saturday, so I drove to St. Louis for that experience. And when I tell you, I was so excited. Like, she did not see it coming at all. She was like, I called you. I said, and I press ignore. Because I knew she was calling, and we just all popped up at their parents' house and was like, surprise. So now they're engaged. So congratulations to the future Essence and Daryl Monroe. I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to the wedding. Oh, you know we about to kick it, right?
Well, speaking of fiancés and wedding bells, I was DJing a wedding Saturday night too.
Perfect.
So shout out to Candy Johnson, man. Appreciate you having me. So we both was, you know, doing a little wedding thing.
Yeah, love is in the air. It's beautiful.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 James.
Shout out to all the cousins hitting that line. Big love to them. And then, of course, you know, we're going to be going crazy for Victory Monday. But right now, shout out to all the cousins, the Redmond kids at Oak Grove. Shout out to Sean. Big love to Rich Harris. We appreciate you always. Sharice Green, shout out to a hardworking mom. And then also happy birthday to Brother Tusev. And that was sent over from Kristen, one or the other. You might have had a little spell check moment right there, cousin. But of course, Brandon Blake, appreciate you too. Shout out to all the fam and everybody that's tapped in.
I love it. Hey, yo, look, man, yesterday, D,
Oh my God, an Arrowhead. I don't even think the Raiders played yesterday. We still waiting for them to come to the game.
We still waiting.
Bro, it ended at 2:45 p.m. Seriously, the Chiefs were in victory formation before the two-minute warning. I have never seen that in my life before in an NFL game. I'm not saying the Raiders quit, but...
Yeah, they threw in that towel.
They were lifeless yesterday. And look, the MVP resume is loading up for Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to lie to you. I made a little parlay before the end of the season. So I'm really winning.
Yeah,
so I'm hoping it really happens. But the league is now starting to talk about the Chiefs and recognize who we really are.
Mm-hmm. Up until today, and I don't know if it's still that case, he was a leading rusher on this football team. Mm-hmm. This guy takes the ball into his own hands. In a fourth, he didn't have to do it today. But watch this guy in the second half of games. In the second half of the games, he will run with the ball more than any other quarterback in the National Football League just to extend the drive, to give him a chance to line up again. We've seen him spin and turn looking for that first down marker.
They're going to win or lose on his talent.
And he plays it one play at a time, and he wants to win every play that he's out there.
Bill.
Man, look, he's been making minimal mistakes. He had a flawless game, bro. It looked way too easy for the Chiefs. It really did, D.
More doubting Chiefs.
And it's not like, look, the Raiders are not a very good team. They're not. But still, when you do that on an NFL stage against an NFL team, they ready to play too. This is not going to happen just against the Raiders. This is going to happen against a lot of teams coming up. We got next and the Commanders on Monday night. Mm-hmm. Y'all coming our way to an Arrowhead. It's going down
Didn't they just get beat by Dallas?
They did. They just lost to Dallas yesterday. We don't know if Jaden Daniels is going to be playing. Y'all be nice to his mama if she come to Kansas City. Let her enjoy some barbecue. Don't be bothering her.
Yeah, they still going to get beat. But, yeah, you can come here, have a good time. We'll be nice to you.
No, but it's up in the air whether he's going to play or not.
Understood.
Next week. So we'll see what happens.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Feeling good on this Victory Monday. It is 7:25 on your time. It's a high of 75, and then currently it is 54, clear skies at the Shops on Blue Parkway. Gucci Mane sat down on a recent podcast and talked about forgiveness and even reflecting on Drake forgiving him.
I said some bullshit about Drake, texted him some crazy jump, but once I was going through episode, so I had to hit him back. He's like, I'm sorry about that. You know what I'm saying? I was going through something. And he's like, man, you know, we're going to get past that. Brothers go through stuff. Bro, it felt so good that like people went like, understood. Because I'm straight, like, I'm sorry. To everybody, I say anything. Cause I'm just texting people and I might do that to 30 people.
That ain't your brother. What? Get out of here.
Not you in they business.
That ain't your brother. We supposed to be brothers. Brothers,
but forgiveness is real. I mean, Gucci has said a lot of wild things to people, and if him and Jeezy can come together, I feel like he can mend anything.
Facts, big facts.
Because that was, you know, years of a lot of stuff and some fatalities involved in that too. So forgiveness is it's healing, as you know, the good book likes to say. Switching over, the Boy Is Mine tour. We had Monica and Brandy, of course, stop by about a week or so ago on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, and they will be in Kansas City October 26th, which we're excited for. But the other day, Brandy had an unfortunate moment where she had abruptly left the stage mid-performance during their Chicago concert. Take a listen.
Give me 1 second, y'all. I gotta get my...
They're human too, y'all.
Yes.
And it happens.
Yeah, and since then, she released a statement just saying, last night I experienced dehydration and feelings of wanting to faint. And then I heard also of the first kind of stops, they had some sound issues at these arenas too. So, you know, of course, they're working out the kinks, but have that patience with them. They hit the stage last night together and they killed it. So she's good with the whole dehydration thing. I think Monica still has some little small things going on, but for what I've seen, it looks like it's a beautiful tour, and they'll be here. We're actually giving away tickets next hour too, so if you want that, listen in to Hustle and Shine, and we got you.
Yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
Once again, join us on a Victory Monday. We got our 50-50 elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quinn Lucas. Now, Mayor Lucas, with the federal government shut down, 17 Head Start sites in Kansas City serving more than 2,300 children and families, they're at risk of closing on November 1st. That also puts over 400 early childhood educators out of work. Add to that $100 million shortfall in the city's budget, too? And it feels like the pressure is coming from every direction for you, Mayor Lucas. Is there a plan to protect our cousins in KC if Washington doesn't get it together in time? And how do we make sure our most vulnerable kids aren't the ones paying a price for a political gridlock?
Well, you know, a few different things. First of all, let me remind everybody in Kansas City that this is not normal. This does not need to be the sort of thing. And we were sitting in a good budget situation nationally and in Kansas City a year ago. Since January, we have seen lots of things change. High tariffs making it harder to build. And now we're seeing this government shutdown that is just continuing week after week. A few things that we're going to do from the Kansas City perspective. One, make sure that we continue to work with our families, our child care organizations, and others. Two, Kansas City does play a supportive role typically in helping build and construct new child care centers, but I visited with somebody who leads one the other day. We'll make sure our kids aren't left behind. But let's talk about the magnitude of if Head Start is closing on November 1, which at this point is only 2 weeks away. It's going to mean that 2,300 children don't have a place to go potentially. That's 2,300 families. That's 2,300 or more moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas trying to get to work. That is a problem of the greatest scale. So I encourage those in leadership. The Republicans run the House, the Senate, and actually the White House. I hope that they will step up and get something done for us.
Mayor Q, about a week ago, you addressed a packed house at the Grandparents for Gun Safety, speaking on helping keep our kids and our children safe. Could you talk to a little bit of that and maybe what you spoke about when you were over at Rockhurst University?
You know, people talk about that elder generation all the time. I want to say thank you, boomers, because they actually straight up care about changing this crisis that frankly none of them knew when they were growing up. I'll be honest with you. My mom grew up in some of the toughest streets of Kansas City when she was a child. And she's always like, man, it's crazy now. We didn't have people getting shot like this in the 60s. We weren't burying 15, 16, 14-year-olds all the time. And I think what they were trying to say is this. One, that we're going to stay organized to make sure that we fight against gun violence. And then second, that there are common sense solutions that we can do. Safe storage of your guns. Every year in Kansas City, we got kids who die because they're playing with somebody's Glock that's left out. Making sure that you report somebody who has a gun. If you got your teenager, somebody who you think it's just gunplay, you got to take that from them. Make sure this isn't used on the streets. And making sure we continue to push our federal officials to not allow AR-15s and others to flood the streets of Kansas City.
We're talking all things, KC, with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quinn Lucas. This past weekend's Garmin Kansas City Marathon brought thousands of runners downtown, Mayor Lucas, but it also brought a whole lot of traffic headaches. Some folks were late to work, appointments, and other events trying to navigate block streets from Midtown to the plaza. For events like this that are great for the city but tough on daily life, and it's a dose of what we're going to get for World Cup next year, how do we find a balance? Can KC plan major events in a way that still lets the rest of the city move around?
You do it through early communication. I think something that we consistently try to do well, but like the old Lexus car ads, we're in a relentless pursuit of perfection. And so we let people know. We try to, you know, I think they sent mailers to some along the route, all of that, but it's never perfect. So we try to let people know. Although I'm going to tell you this, because I'm with my family here on Hot 103 Jams this morning. Y'all, we know that there are some things that happen every year. If it is like the second Saturday of October, you're going to have the marathon. One day I saw my mom who stays out on the east side, and she's like, why Blue Ridge crowded? And I'm like, Mama, there's been a Chiefs game off of Blue Ridge almost every Sunday in the fall for the last 60 years. So, right, we try to educate it, but at the same time, we need to make sure that we're remembering some of those. So we'll keep the communication going. I get in fights every week about how do we make sure that life is normal for our constituents, and so we'll make sure we do that here.
Thank you so much for your time, Mayor Lucas. Don't celebrate too hard tonight. Have a good one. Be a blessing.
Thank you.
Y'all take care. Bye-bye now.
All right, D. Finally, we got the mastered version of the new Chief song.
Yes, sir.
You ready?
Yes, let's do it. Shut up, Brian.
Big Sack 95, yeah, Chris Jones.
We on
Hollywood Brown with that number 5 on.
Okay.
I got it from the town, OG like
OG.
Burn ends at the tailgate, what we snack on?
Everybody gotta eat, get your plate packed on.
home. Worthy is the one who can run your back home. It's looking like another MVP for Pat Mahomes. All on Arrowhead with my Chiefs feeling on. All gas, not a drop till the ops they all there.
They all there. Yeah, they just ran through your team, they all there.
They all there. Pull up if you try to run a fade, we all heard.
We all heard. Worthy, Hollywood, Rashid, they all there.
All gas, not a drop till the ops they all there.
They all there. Yeah, they just ran through your team, they all there.
They all there.
Pull up if you try to run a fade, we all heard.
We all heard. Worthy, Hollywood, Rashid,
they all there.
His fast got his bag, they ain't seeing this blitz. No surprise with the picks, they ain't peeping these tricks.
Voila.
Loudest in the world when we see a big hit.
Yeah,
Arrowhead busting, you ain't seen it this lit.
Feeling good, even Bucker didn't even miss a kick. Eddie Reed drawing plays, time to hit another lick. Take the ball, then Rashid Rice with another six. We don't need the whole game, time to beat this traffic. All gas, not a drop, till the ops they all there.
They all there.
Yeah, just ran through your team, they all there.
They all there.
Pull up if you trying to run a fade, we all heard.
We all heard. Worthy, Hollywood, Rashid, they
all there.
Yeah, not a drop, till the ops they all there.
They all there.
Yeah, they just ran through your team, they all there.
They all there.
Pull up if you trying to run a fade, we all heard.
We all heard. Worthy, Hollywood, Rashid,
they all there.
Your mama. Your uncle too. He dusty.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
826 on your time, high of 74, currently 53, sunny skies at Swope Park. A cameraman and a CEO named Charlie sat down on Candy Burris's recent podcast and shares an uncomfortable encounter working under Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy called me to his room. We're staying at the Bellagio, and he wanted to make a really, like, viral video. And he said, come to my room. I'm about to order some room service. And he ordered $1,000 worth of room service. There was so much food left over. I saw some chicken fingers, and I was like, can I get those? And he said, yeah, have whatever you want. And then he got up, and he spat on the food.
Why are you over there chuckling? You didn't see
so
that coming,
immature.
Did you?
Yes, I saw it coming the whole way. He's a Leo, so we have tendencies where we can be a jerk. That's just childish.
You over there spitting on people food?
Absolutely. No, I don't play with people food like that. I would never do that. No, but that's just super childish.
So you think this was truthful? I mean, of course, 100%. It's an allegation, you know, and I'm sure Soulja Boy would say something later
it
on today, but
100% true.
To add to the chaos of this whole story, the man had starved for about 3 days. He said that they were doing a bunch of shooting for like days.
That make it even worse.
So that's what I'm saying. It made the whole situation bad because he said at this point he hadn't ate for at least 48 hours.
That made it even funnier for Soulja Boy.
So there was that. And then just wrapping this up, if you were curious, Black China and Rob might be getting back together. I don't know. They got some healing and some communicating going on. She said, quote, we're just going with the flow. And if God be, then it will be something. Of course, I mean, you know, Rob was in love with that woman. I don't know which woman, it was a Black China, it was Angela. I don't know.
Time to get it up and
whatever she's
make
going
it
by, salute to her if she get back in that family. Prayers to her.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Libra season. Only 2 days left. Happy birthday to those charming, artistic, and diplomatic Libras.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to rapper A$AP Ferg. A big happy heavenly birthday to actor known for his role as Radio Raheem in Do the Right Thing. Happy heavenly birthday to Bill Nunn. A big happy birthday to actress known as Claire on My Wife and Kids, Jennifer Freeman. Sending a happy birthday to rapper who had everybody and their mama on social media, mad over a key. Happy birthday to rapper NBA Youngboy. Sending over a big happy birthday to rapper, actor, songwriter, producer, and entrepreneur, one of the OGs. Happy B-Day to Snoop D-O-double-G. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to the first ever Black woman Vice President of the United States of America. A big happy birthday to Kamala Harris.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and with some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Anthony Yancey Sr., Queen Colston, and Lindsay Cremadol. Happy birthday, Joanne Montilla, Derek Minter, and Jeanette Kennedy.
Sending birthday love to Brian Banks, Terry Fletcher Weaver, and Brandy Connell. Happy birthday to David Schaefer, Shay Red, my dog Brent Darden, and everybody else born on October 20th. Happy birthday, Libra. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, it's Dennis.
What's up, Dennis? What you doing?
Drop the kids off.
Okay. Hey, man, look down and let me know what that check engine light looking like, man.
Man, what check engine light? Don't do that.
Okay.
He said don't play with him.
Uh-huh.
All right, Dennis, we got two tickets to go see Brandy and Monica going down this Saturday. In order to secure them tickets, you got to sing the rest of these lyrics. You ready?
I'm ready.
Going from the ground to the top of the cloud. And now as I look down, I see where I fell into your arms. Now I got
love.
Damn.
On me.
I beg your pardon.
Come on.
I don't know the rest. That's
oh,
all
Lord.
I
know. Have mercy.
Deanna, that's up to you.
Because I didn't think you knew the song. So,
hey, I heard it like
and you at least did that love with some energy. So we give you that. That love all over me. You did kind of change the words. You just took it. You left the word out. It's all good though.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You get those two tickets to go see Brandy and Monica. Who you gonna take with you?
I'm gonna just pass it to my wife. You know,
I love that.
Yeah, I knew you was working hard for the wifey this morning. It paid off. All right, fam, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hey, this Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that Z.
Making that real money.